You're listening to SBS News.
House Democratic prosecutors began their second day of arguments in former President Donald Trump's impeachment trial by offering multiple examples of how Mr. Trump had cheered on acts of violence among his supporters in previous years. Searing video of the Capitol insurrection on January the 6th had been shown on the first day, some of it never seen publicly before. On this second day, House Democrats used their final hours of opening arguments to preemptively rebut efforts by Mr. Trump's lawyers to disentangle the former president's words from the rioters' actions. Diana DeGette, a House impeachment manager, made the case that Trump loyalists were at the Capitol that day because Mr. Trump had clearly told them to be.
Leading up to the attack, the insurrectionists said they were coming to D.C. for President Trump. He invited them with clear instructions for a specific time and place and with clear orders. To fight to stop the certification in Congress by any means necessary. The crowd at Donald Trump's speech echoed and chanted his words. And when people in the crowd followed his direction and marched to the Capitol, they chanted the same words as they breached this building.
She played a video in which a rioter can clearly be heard shouting that they had been invited into the Capitol building.
You don't have to take my word for it that the insurrectionists acted at Donald Trump's direction. They said so. They were invited here. They were invited by the President of the United States.
Another impeachment manager, David Cicilline, played clips of politicians and their staff talking about the terror they felt as the insurrection went on. He also showed on the screen a tweet from CNN reporter Kristen Wilson.
I have 14 people on my team. We were scattered everywhere. Two of them were on crutches and couldn't have run if they wanted to. They had to anyway. One was trapped in the House chamber and had to crawl outside. Four of us barricaded ourselves into a room off the Senate chamber. Every bang on the door of them trying to come through, I can still hear in my head.
Lead impeachment manager Jamie Raskin said there was a litany of examples which showed Mr. Trump knew that his incitement would result in violence.
He knew they were coming. He brought them here, and he welcomed them with open arms. We hear you and love you from the Oval Office. My dear colleagues, is there any political leader in this room who believes that if he is ever allowed by the Senate to get back into the Oval Office, Donald Trump would stop inciting violence to get his way? Would you bet the lives of more police officers on that? Would you bet the safety of your family on that? Would you bet the future of your democracy on that? President Trump declared his conduct totally appropriate. So, if he gets back into office and it happens again, we'll have no one to blame but ourselves.
Another House impeachment manager, Ted Lieu, argued that former President Donald Trump has not shown remorse for spreading baseless claims about election fraud, making him culpable for the Capitol insurrection.
He was asked by a reporter, quote, what is your role in what happened at the Capitol? What is your personal responsibility? And this was his response.
As my speech and my words and my final paragraph, my final sentence, and everybody to the T thought it was totally appropriate.
Ted Lieu says when the president was questioned at that time about what had happened on January the 6th, he could not have been unaware of the consequences of his speech.
On January 12th, President Trump had seen the violent attack on the Capitol. He knew the people that died. And his message to all of us was that his conduct was totally appropriate. I'm a former prosecutor. And we're trained to recognize lack of remorse. But it doesn't take a prosecutor to understand that President Trump was not showing remorse. He was showing defiance.
Meanwhile, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she'll sponsor legislation awarding the Congressional Gold Medal to the U.S. Capitol Police and other law enforcement officers who protected the Capitol during the riot.
As we see what is being presented, we also see the extraordinary valor of the Capitol Police, who risked and gave their lives to save our capital, our democracy, our lives. They are martyrs for our democracy. Martyrs for our democracy, those who lost their lives. That is why I am putting forth a resolution introducing legislation to pay tribute to the Capitol Police and other law enforcement personnel who protected the Capitol by giving them a Congressional Gold Medal, the highest honor that Congress can bestow.
Impeachment manager Julian Castro has warned the U.S. Senate that the world is watching to see whether justice will be done in the impeachment trial. He asked a rhetorical question, will the rule of law prevail over mob rule? Alan Lee, SBS News.